This is Spoonie. We're a little short-staffed this week. Noah Ford, if you'd like to call in and explain your reasoning, all I got was, I'm at home. I don't know what's up.
It's weak.
Yeah, it is very weak. You'd think he'd stay for Spooning, but... Oh, well, we'll have to just trim down the... we'll have to trim down the title. I think I'll just be Spooning with Dan and Cal from now on.
I think so. Actually, I might want his tech help, though, so...
That is true. I think he needs, like, two consecutive shows to earn his way back or something.
Yeah,
you know, prove he's dedicated. McElrath isn't here either. I haven't even heard from him.
He's probably napping.
Yeah. We might do a live call during the show.
That'd be a good segment.
To see if he's in. In fact, let's do it right now. Ryan McElrath. McElrath, rather.
The prophet himself. Will he answer our call?
It's ringing. Just riveting stuff here on K-Sto. This is the pinnacle of entertainment. Oh, I don't get enough service in here. Well, sucks to suck. We're here. It's me and Cal, the formidable duo, the most shows between us, the most seasoned,
definitely the most tenured members of the show.
So how's it going?
It's going pretty well, Dan.
Okay.
Pretty smooth week. One of the things that I just did was a wellness event, my first one ever, actually,
wow.
Because the other SBM credit I got, you need two gym credits at St. Olaf. Mm-hmm. My first one I got going abroad to Ecuador, so, and the second one I'm taking right now, so.
Okay.
Each semester we need to do three wellness events, which are guest speakers or some other kind of event where you need to go and write down your name and absorb some information, basically. Do a short write-up.
And, you have to do a write-up as well?
I don't know, actually. I haven't looked at the syllabus enough, but I saw Jordan doing some, and maybe I have to. So, yeah, and that's basically all you have to do to get an A in those gym classes. So, did my first one today. It was called Recess. We did some throwback games from the elementary school days. They got that big parachute out. I don't know if you've ever done this.
I saw you guys doing it.
So... Basically, like, you would hold the parachute at, like, waist height and then try to, like, keep some balls inside of it while there were some people, like, under the parachute that were trying to, like, knock balls out. Yeah.
Huh.
And then we played a good game of kickball. At first, they, like, talked to us about, like, exercising or something. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
But we all knew what we were there for, and that was to play some throwback games. So that's what we did.
Yeah, it seems like a really good wellness event.
Yeah,
I've been to some really bad ones in my day. So,
Jordan was telling me about the one he went to yesterday, and didn't sound like the best. Some nutritionist came in apparently, and was like, he said we were talking some crazy nonsense.
Okay,
such as like you should only eat vegetables for breakfast or something. I don't know.
Wait, really?
That's what he said. She said.
Well,
she said kind of situation.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have to get Woody. I'll have to talk to him because that sounds. Rather ridiculous.
That does sound rather ridiculous. I'm not sure what science was used to back that one up.
I did the old 0.5 gym credit, so I got double worth my my A towards my GPA.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah, and that's you only good. Have to show up like your class, it's like an hour twice a week.
Right, right.
The half credit is an hour three times a week, so you're not even doing twice the work.
Oh, I see.
So it was rather efficient for me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know. Did it make a noticeable difference on the GPA, that 0.5?
At this point, you know, you never know. Maybe
maybe like 0.005. It's hard to get too much fluctuation.
Yeah, it might be able to bump me up 0.01.
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
Hey, that's something.
Yeah, that's definitely something. What class are you taking?
Tennis. Intermediate tennis.
How's that going?
I love it. Coach Nesbitt is awesome.
Yes.
And it's just a pretty chill environment, slightly improving my tennis game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just pretty easy. No hassles.
Has he worn my shirt ever?
You know, he's been wearing, like, the same shirt the last few times.
Okay.
He told us he's not... He wears this, like, Twins hoodie, and he says he's not taking it off until they lose, so... He's kind of superstitious like that.
Yeah,
but.
Okay.
Hopefully, we'll be keeping that sweatshirt on for a while.
Yeah, they're off to a hot start, which is great. Well, cool. I had a pretty good week myself. Pretty relaxing. I had a test day for plant phys, and I can't tell you how great this class is.
Oof!
Like
yes.
Professor Giannini is an incredible, incredible guy. We're doing like competitive tomato growing right now, so whoever can get like the biggest tomato at the end of the year wins, which is pretty fun. So I've been trying to like get like the right combination of Miracle-Gro and water to make
talk
it grow.
To your plants. That's what I heard helps.
Yeah. And doing like other really cool stuff in lab with corn plants. And then I had a test today, which went rather well. And I had a rather exciting last night. First of all, I turned down two job offers.
Ooh.
And
playing hard to get out of here.
Yeah, I guess so. And I decided to go on a reflective walk. Like an introspective walk. So I walked around.
Soul searching.
Yes. And yes. I was walking around, went to the facilities building, and I don't know why I was drawn there, but I went there and I heard rumors of an entrance to the tunnels near the facilities building. So I was kind of walking around the tunnels and, you know, I figured I'm just going to go in the front door. So I went in the front door of the facilities office. I kept walking and I found myself in the tunnels. I was in the tunnels underneath St. Olaf. I kept walking. I made my way to Thorson Hall. I opened the door, and right outside that door was, you know, the door of my sophomore year dorm. The door of, like, where I stayed sophomore year. So that door was there.
In the back of it? Or like?
Yeah, so my door, if you make a left and then another left, it's just right there. It just says, like, mechanical. And you never guess that that would lead through tunnels. So then I went back, and then I went towards the center of campus, and I went, the first path, I went all the way down to Skoglund and Iterbo.
And were there great treasures in Skoglund? Like
there were great treasures in Skoglund. There's some really cool trophies. I was hoping for like a retro like soccer jersey basketball jersey, to no avail, unfortunately. But I did see some really cool like 80s ski trophies, which were pretty sweet. I made my way just every bit. Like, I made my way to Bow Chapel. You just, like, open one door and, like, oh, my gosh, I'm in Bow Chapel, or I'm in Bunrock Commons, or I'm in the Hall of Music. So it was pretty neat. I made my way to Rand, too. There's still a couple buildings that I was not unable to get to. Hoimi is one. Melby is one. Ellingson and Moan also. So I'm hoping to eventually find the way to get to those, because you'd think it must be all connected, right?
Yeah.
How else would they get
heating? I remember Kittlesby had one. So
really?
Yeah, so I'm guessing those other ones do, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just wondering if, like, perhaps, like, that tunnel ends and it's connected through another part of the dorm or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they network those all out. Okay. But
I'll have to do some more research.
If anyone's going to find out, I'm sure it's going to be... So.
Yes. I made a map last night.
So that's what happens to the trophies once they get a little outdated, maybe?
Not even like that outdated. Like, it was like late thousands trophies in there, too. So, yeah, they just kind of threw a bunch of stuff in there.
I'm starting to think the ones in the case right now might be there for a while. It doesn't look like any of our sports teams are knocking on the door of pulling another one in. So.
Right.
But someday, I'm sure they'll be relegated to the tunnels. So.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, the football team, I gave a tour to a football, two football coaches, actually, new football coaches, new recruit from White Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Yep.
He's going to be a running back. I tried my best. It's funny, I always get, like, the football players in the tours, because I feel like the other tour guides, like, do not have, like, that kind of vibe, like, at all. Like, all the other tour guides are, like, really, like... high energy, like, I don't want to say high energy, but...
Type A kind of people.
Yeah, type A, not into football, like, whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. Not going to be relating to them.
Yeah, so they always choose me to go with the football players, which I enjoy. They're usually very good people. And then, I mean, our new coaches, they were really cool. They're from St. Thomas.
Division
III juggernaut.
Also, they got multiple members of their staff, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of.
So, hopefully that turns around, though... I was thinking about this. Do I really care, though? I really... Like, man, I didn't care when I was here, but I guess it's just, there's a little bit about, like, school spirit.
I'm definitely not going to be following them actively, I feel like, once I'm gone. Maybe if they pop up in the paper.
Yeah.
It's going to be very secondhand knowledge that I'll gain from that.
But yeah, it was a good week for me. Good week overall. Only a couple weeks left. It's kind of scary.
It is scary. So what job offers did we turn down?
Yeah, it was two to the Forest Service.
Oh,
two jobs
okay.
to the Forest Service.
Okay.
I decided to keep my summer open.
Right.
I have a job lined up in September, and I figure I'm going to keep it open. This will be my one chance to do something with no obligations to anything or anyone, with a source of income at the back end of it. So
that's awesome. I like it.
Yeah, I think that'll be pretty.
Did you ever hear about the radio thing?
Yeah, I did. I got a no from a place, and then it's just the other two places. I haven't heard back yet, but I mean, this NPR internship, they only accepted one. They only had one intern, and I'm sure there were just hundreds and hundreds
definitely.
Of applications.
I'm sure any radio person is.
Yeah.
Well, they're missing out on some quality.
Yeah, I think so too. But you know, I figure I can always like volunteer to station and do some other things to get into the game if I so choose. But
are you still going down to that Northfield one?
Yep, I still have an internship there. I'm currently doing a story on the renaming of the Dittman Center.
Oh, yes.
And really, still a really interesting story. I actually went into the Center for Art and Dance, as is now known, and I tried to talk to the chair. Well, first I talked to one of the professors, and he referred me, I have to talk to the chair. So, okay, fine, I'll talk to the chair. I talked to the chair, and she said she has a gag order. She cannot talk at all about the topic whatsoever. So that was...
Mysterious.
Mysterious, more interesting than anything. You know, it's just like...
It runs deeper.
Yeah, it's just kind of... It's an interesting story, and I'd love more details. Like, did you listen to the message by the president?
Yes, I did listen to that.
I interviewed a couple students on campus in preparation for my story, and you know, they seemed to all agree that it seemed as when President Anderson gave his message, it was perhaps inappropriate timing to talk about his greatest achievements as well. Many people thought that was the wrong situation for that.
Like he was setting it up with like, yeah, this, but this over there and this.
Even in his Minnesota Star Tribune article, he said that, or in his Minnesota Star Tribune interview, he said, you know, I'd be the first person to admit that Radar Dittman contributed amazing things to this college. It's a tough situation because he really established the international studies program here, which St. Olaf is known for. Like, that's one of their best attributes. That's what they tell me to talk about on the tours, how we've been ranked number one in study abroad programs for the past 7 years among liberal arts schools. So there's that fact, as well as being a very good professor, art and Norwegian professor. And additionally, he was in a concentration camp for 2 years of his life.
Wow.
And who knows how that affected his psyche, you know, over 2 years. So it's hard to assess him as a person.
That's a good point. You never know how. It's very difficult, very difficult.
Right. I mean, I think the school was right to put his name on the building in the first place because of his accomplishments, but I think they're also right, you know, in taking it off. You can't...
I think it's a mandatory decision at that point.
Right.
You're almost compelled to.
I think you can't keep his name on the building with those sorts of things.
The new name is like... What is it exactly? Because there's like two slashes in it. It's like
Center for Art and Dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
The head of the department said she calls it the CAD.
The CAD.
For Art and Dance.
That could catch on.
I don't, maybe.
Maybe, we'll probably see not, actually. Catch,
yeah. We'll see if they get a new name up there.
Yeah, I'm sure they're in the process of that.
Yeah. Speaking of St. Olaf, Cal, what do you think about having the Walking Through Manitou segment right now?
Ooh, okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Today's topic will be on a very big turning point in St. Olaf's history. So let's get to it. This is Walking Through Manitou. Every week we look at a different... I'm going to start over because I'm going to make like a compilation. So I don't want to do every week. You know, I just want it to be...
Oh, I see.
So I'm just going to start over this segment. Sorry for you folks at home.
Bleh. False intro, though.
Boo, everyone outside the studio is booing right now.
There are quite a few people outside the studio for admitted students.
I was thinking it might be fun to...
Pulse of the campus.
Pulse of the campus. Or like, where is this admitted... Like, how many of these admitted students are pre-med?
You're pre-med, raise your hand.
Oh, yeah, you'll definitely... Yeah, 4 years. For sure you'll be a doctor. Everyone.
Something like 80% at the beginning are pre-med.
Well, I think...
Someone said that once, but I mean, it gets down to like 10% at the end.
I feel like it's half pre-med, half pre-music.
Yes. Something like that. Maybe like 80% of the science people are like pre-med at the beginning, but it just doesn't work out usually for 4 years.
Yeah, that'd be funny to just be like, yeah, like... Five, like, just tell them, like, yeah, 50% of people still here are pre-med. It's really easy course load. I'd recommend Chubby, obviously. For those not familiar with Chubby, is the accelerated science class is the first year that were the bane of my existence. But that's for another time, because right now it's time.
Take at your own risk. That's what I would say about that one.
Right now it is time for Walking Through Manitou. Today we'll be talking about a building that represents the end of an era, the theater building. The theater building was the last building on campus to be built with red brick. It was also the last not to adhere to the north-south orientation. Now there's a couple exceptions with this. There's a wing of Hoimi Hall that doesn't adhere to this, as well as Kittlesby Hall doesn't adhere to the north-south orientation. But besides that, all the buildings on the main campus adhere to that north-south orientation. That started with Old Main Hall, and they kind of went away with that with the former Iterbo Hall, which is where Bonnaroo Commons is now, and with the theater building, and with a couple of the other old dormitories that are torn down. So it's kind of a relic of the past in that fact. And I also mentioned that's the last to be built of red brick. So it was built in 1920, and it was the last to use red brick, and 1923 is when the power plant was built, and that was the first building to use the limestone and the white brick, as well as the north-south firm orientation. Ever since the turn of the 20th century, St. Louis students had been scrambling for a new gymnasium. And this culminated on January 27th, 1920, when the first basketball game was played in the new gym. A large crowd was on hand to see St. Louis jump to a 7-3 lead in the first half against McAllister. Unfortunately, the Scots came roaring back, winning 15-10. Besides the basketball court, the gymnasium also included a 60-by-24-foot swimming pool. The building had many non-athletic uses as well, serving as a space for daily chapel, plays, public lectures, the spring carnival, and the annual Christmas fest. In the 1970s, the building was repurposed as the theater building, and it still stands to this day as the theater building. Another thing worth mentioning is a claim to fame by St. Olaf that is not mentioned by many, and that is also regarding basketball in the theater building, formerly known as the gymnasium, and that is the first ever radio play-by-play of a basketball game happened using St. Olaf's radio station, WCAL. I don't say in the gymnasium because actually the first one was at Carleton, where the students from St. Olaf went there to broadcast a game. Also, it was Carleton and McAllister, and they did play-by-play of a game kind of as practice for the St. Olaf game coming up. Nevertheless, 1922, the first ever play-by-play of a basketball game was done by the radio station here at St. Olaf, WCAL. This radio station does not exist anymore as it was sold, and the current kind of took its frequency and sold its frequency, but kind of went along that motif. So this was the end of an era. This was the red brick, the alternative orientation of the building. But after this, St. Olaf decided to go with a new Norman Gothic style. And this new Norman Gothic style, Holland Hall was the embodiment of this style. However, it is worth noting that the first building to use this Norman Gothic style was the new power plant in 1923. Now, the power plant is still here. It's now known as the Madsen Facilities Building. It's no longer a power plant, but it does provide heating to all the different buildings on campus. It provides all the steam, chilled water, electricity, computing, and phone lines in accessible tunnels. For you people at home who are curious about the tunnels, yes, it is possible to go from Old Main all the way to Scoglin without taking a step outside. So next time you walk across campus on a sub-zero day in January, think about that. Getting back to the task at hand, Holland Hall was built later, 1925. It served first as the administration building. During its construction, however, Hoime Chapel burned to the ground, so they had to accommodate it for many different purposes. It also was a science center later, and today it is now the humanities building. It holds philosophy, political science, economics, history, sociology, anthropology. It was based off Mont Saint-Michel, Normandy, France. And it's now one of a lot of people's favorite building on campus, and I'm looking forward to it being renovated and being completed this summer. That was walking through Manitou. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
So going back to that basketball game, you know, you right. start 7-3. There's no three-pointers, obviously.
That's right. A couple of old-fashioned and ones.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah, it must have been the way. It must have been the way. Unless they had some weird, like, one-pointers or something.
And at this point, they're doing, like, set shots right now. Like, they have two hands.
Oh, yeah, there's no jumping. There's no jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay rooted on the ground. How did they do the jump? And I think they also did, like, the jump ball.
I think it's just an ironic term.
That's funny. I wonder if they changed the name. But I'm pretty sure they did jump ball after every... they literally did a jump ball after every jump ball, if you get my saying. If two players have
simultaneous
possession, then they do a jump ball at one of the two free throws or midcourt. But yeah, 7-3 and go down 15-10. Just chopped down to three in the second half.
Yikes.
But meanwhile, McAllister won a crazy run, scoring 12.
Whoa. You know, the play-by-play guys really had their hands full back then. I feel like trying to... bring some kind of life to those.
I would love to listen to that. Just like so few baskets. Like, what are you talking about? And they're passing. Another pass. I think the shot clock was a good installation.
Yeah, definitely necessary.
Into the basketball arena.
Oh, man. I think it'd be even hard to conceptualize what was happening on that court versus like basketball today. There's just so many new rules, I'm sure, just like...
Right.
Different styles of play.
I was thinking, like, what if, like, we went back in time, like, 100 years, and we were on St. Louis basketball team? Would we dominate?
I feel like we would definitely dominate, like, in the MIAC, just because, obviously, we have height, and we have some guys that are decent height, like you, for example.
Uh-huh.
And people there were at least probably 2 or 3 inches shorter on average.
Maybe. Really?
I mean, if you take the library as any kind of indication of how tall people were.
Oh, sure.
The doorways are very small.
I do hit my head fairly often in there.
Maybe not 3 inches, but like at least definitely shorter. So I feel like we would definitely.
I was thinking like style of play. Like, I feel like.
Yeah, the jump
just
shot.
Just jumping, you know, I think that would help us a little
bit.
Yeah,
that would definitely be something. I don't know if they did picks back then or if they just kind of all stood in a circle. Or,
yeah.
Like I said, it's hard to even conceptualize the game we play today versus that one back then.
Yeah, I wonder what it'd be like without a three-point line, because that really is a huge part.
That would definitely seem to favor taller, bigger players.
Right.
I feel like just because the bang for your buck, so to speak, just goes up so much more with the closer shots. Then.
Sure. I can't believe that was the gymnasium. It seems so small.
I know, and they fit, what size pool did you say they had in there?
60, let's see. It's a 60 by 24 foot swimming pool.
And with pools, you need like space on the sides kind of too.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't just have like a pool just by itself. So, Yeah, it's hard to imagine all that stuff in there, but.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking we could do some Pulse of Campus.
Yeah, we could try that.
See if there's any. Prospective students willing to talk.
Maybe their parents want to come in too.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Hello, we're back. This is Pulse of Campus. Very special edition today. It's Prospy Pulse of Campus. Welcome to the show, Pecos.
Yes, thank you very much.
Pecos, the Prosby on Pulse of Campus. What an alliteration. That's beautiful. welcome to the show. Let's just start with some basic info. Where are you from? Where are you at with the choosing process? Mm-hmm. And yeah, let's start with that.
So I'm from Stillwater, Oklahoma.
That was a curveball, you know, like Stillwater. Oh, yeah, Stillwater.
Yeah, Minnesota, we got Stillwater.
Obviously, it's like yeah. Oklahoma. Like, it was, that was good. That was...
Yeah, every time you look up Stillwater on the computer, Minnesota always pops up before Oklahoma.
Is that why you decided to come here?
No,
you
it's just, not.
You just saw Minnesota
it was part
so
of the
many
reason,
times.
Actually,
okay. Okay, anyway, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Very yes. interesting. Okay.
Yes.
And then where are you at in this this choosing process?
So I've been accepted to St. Olaf,
okay.
and I'm looking between that and a few other schools.
Okay, what other schools, if you don't mind me asking?
Washington University.
Okay. That's the one in...
In St. Louis.
In St. Louis, okay.
Yes. University of Oklahoma.
Okay.
CU Boulder.
Okay.
And University of Denver.
Okay. Very cool. Very diverse group
yeah.
of schools.
Yeah, so St. Olaf is definitely the smallest one out of those.
Yeah, I have a lot of options.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, so you've been accepted to all of those?
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones I've been accepted to.
Okay, very cool.
Yep.
So did you fly here with family, or did you...
No, I flew here by myself.
Flew here by yourself.
I drove here, woke up at 4 a.m., drove to the airport, and flew here by myself.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Pecos. So how did you find this place?
I actually found this place because my mom worked at Carleton.
Okay.
When I was about 10 years old, I lived in Minnesota for a few years, and that's how she heard about St. Olaf and kind of told me about the whole St. Olaf experience. And
okay.
Thing,
so she worked at Carleton and preferred St. Olaf?
Yeah, actually.
That's funny. Okay.
She thought the people at St. Olaf were great and very friendly.
Yeah. That's been my experience as well.
Yeah.
My 4 years. Very cool. Do you have a study interest, potentially?
You know, I'm really not sure yet.
Okay.
Which is why a liberal arts education is kind of appealing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very biased towards St. Olaf.
Right.
I've enjoyed my time here. But I think the liberal arts education, as well as things like the Piper Center, mm-hmm. is just nothing. It's something you shouldn't sleep on. It's a very valuable resource. And that's
right.
how I found my jobs, and that's how I got my job after school, too. So I think they balance the liberal arts, like learning about like life and preparing you for life, as well as, you know, kind of helping you find a career.
I think it's at least 50% of people don't really have a track set when they're like arrive.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. At least 50%.
Yeah. So. And if, I mean, the people, I was one of those people, but I said I was pre-med just, it's like something, it's one of those things you say like, hey, how's it going? Like, oh,
yeah.
Hey, I'm pre-med, you know? so you don't feel the need to fall into that, unless it makes you feel comfortable. So that's up to you. But yeah, a lot of, it's good. It's good you're undecided, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different paths you can take here.
Yeah, from music to engineering.
Okay,
and everything in between.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah,
do you play an instrument?
No, I don't.
Okay, you just said music.
Yeah, it was just
okay. It's just one of those things. Music. Yeah,
just making the example clear.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
How many of the schools that you listed have you done in like an overnight at, and has that influenced you in any way so far?
This is actually the first school I've done an overnight at.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten like the full experience with any of the other schools, and I wanted to experience St. Olaf and mm-hmm. Everything it has to offer.
Definitely. That makes a lot of sense, especially when you're so far away. I mean,
right.
It's kind of committal once you decide to go all the way to Minnesota from Oklahoma. So.
Mm-hmm. And this is my first time visiting the school, and I've visited all the other schools.
Oh, okay.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, so this was a good program for me to come visit the school.
Yeah. Is there a way you're leaning right now, or too early to tell?
It's too early to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I am going toward the smaller school kind of education, then I'll definitely come to St. Olaf.
Okay.
Right.
The thing with like those schools that you mentioned is that, you know, they're all good schools, so
right.
you really can't go wrong, I don't think.
Yeah. And I really think it's about how I make my own experience at the school.
I totally agree. You know, that's really the most important thing at the end of the day. You know, St. Olaf happens to have very good departments across the board,
mm-hmm.
As well as brand new facilities, but I can't speak for the other schools. I'm trying to be facetious. But, yeah, good luck with your decision. Do you have any closing questions, Cal?
I was just wondering, do you have any plans for tonight, or have you arranged anything with your host so far, or not
just
at that
play
point
it by
yet?
Ear,
just play it by
around,
ear.
Maybe
yeah.
some marshmallows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang out.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's classic.
But. If you're interested, Carleton is having like an observatory thing tonight. So it's supposed to be like a really clear night, and they have these like 100-year-old telescopes, and you can go out there and like look at the planets and stars. So
oh, wow.
Something to keep in mind. I think that's what I'll be doing tonight. Thank you so much, Pecos, for joining us. I really appreciate it. A lot of the prospective students tend to be shy creatures, but I appreciate you being brave and
very
coming
candid.
On the show. Yes, I foresee your future having a college radio show. If you,
I'm glad to help out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe continuing our legacy once we're gone.
Exactly. That'd be awesome.
So if you do go here, just like find us. We'll set you up.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Pecos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
That was Pecos. He's a prospective student. I'm like talking you out right now. Oh, you can keep listening if you'd like. So that was Pecos. He's a prospective student from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Very cool. So you only have 12 minutes left, which leaves us just enough time to do Cal's segment, the Euro Minute.
Oh, the Euro Minute. That's right, folks. It's that time of the week where I take you through a whole continent's most important sporting events from the past 7 days. And the first event... Obviously, the Masters have just begun in Georgia. Two rounds have been completed, and there are two Europeans that are tied for the lead. We have, let me just make sure I'm getting this right.
Yeah, we can edit this.
Sergio Garcia from Spain is the one, and Peters from Belgium. Those are the two guys that are tied with the lead with an American right now at the Masters. So two rounds left to play there. Also, for Liverpool, Sadio Mane suffered a season-ending injury, which is devastating for their chances of making the Champions League, which we need to finish in the top four to get. More news from the Premier League. Both Chelsea and Tottenham picked up big victories at the weekend. Chelsea stays 7 points clear at top of the table with only 8 games left now. So it's looking pretty smooth sailing for them. At the bottom of the table, a big win for Hull City has gotten them out of the relegation zone, while a loss for Swansea has put the Welshmen into the relegation zone. So now it's Swansea, Middlesbrough, and our favorite Sunderland, who lost yet again at the very bottom of the table. So they are in danger of being relegated. Champions League will start this week and the Europa League. And I believe that's all we have for the Euro. Oh, the Davis Cup started up. Tennis. The Americans are doing quite poorly. They lost their first two to Australia, so they'll need to win the remaining three to move on. England have also lost their first two, or Great Britain, I should say, have lost their first two matches as well to France. And Serbia leads Spain 2-0 thanks to Novak Djokovic. So those have been your most important sporting events from Europe in the past week. Back to you, Dan.
Thank you, Cal. Swansea, that's too bad.
Yes,
you know, and I love the Welsh team. They're
they were leading 1-0 against Tottenham for 88 minutes, and then Tottenham scored 3 goals in the last like 4 minutes.
What?
Yes.
So. Oh no. So Tottenham
devastation. Tottenham is in second place. Okay. Yeah, they're 7 points behind Chelsea right now.
Okay.
Who beat Man City at the weekend? So.
Okay, I hope the Welsh team can.
Yeah.
Can
hopefully
pull out
they
a
can.
Victory.
They're right there, so they just one result could. Could mean the difference.
Sure. Do you know who's coming up from the championship?
Oh, it looks like it's going to be Newcastle, who went down last year.
Oh.
And Brighton is in second place. Brighton is a town on like the very south coast of
England.
Cool. And then there's actually a playoff. So the third and the fourth place team have a playoff game, and the winner of that gets to come up as well.
I thought it was a four-team playoff.
Nope, the top two automatically go, and then... the third and fourth play for the third spot to go.
I thought it was third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't actually know.
Okay.
That could be.
Okay.
Actually, that makes sense, too.
Okay. But, exciting stuff.
Who cares about the championship? Anyway? Yeah.
They'll get relegated next year anyway.
Yeah, it's all good.
So I'd like to end the show with just some closing thoughts, plans for the weekend. You know, I mentioned I'm going to go to the observatory tonight. Tomorrow, I will be Oli the Lion. So I will be in the mascot. I was asked by the admissions office to be Oli the Lion tomorrow.
For what event? Admitted students?
Admitted students, like a co-curricular fair.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
So that'll be exciting. Totally. It's funny. They send me like a list of like rules to adhere to. I can't speak I can't.
That's the number one rule.
I can't
really
make any like bad symbols. I like can't. No. I don't know. It's just like so many things. But I think it'll be pretty fun. Apparently, the worst part about being in the suit is that it smells terrible. So I'm just the perfect person for the suit because I can't smell. So I can't wait to be in the suit and see what it's like.
I'm sure there's other drawbacks, too.
That you'll discuss. Yeah, it's also going to be like 60, and I'm going to be in a furry suit. So it might be a bit toasty in there. But, you know, I'm excited. I just, you know, it's one of those things that I kind of want to do once, you know, and never do again.
That will be a great story.
Yeah, it's kind of like going to Vegas or like Havasu. it's things that you only want to do once. Thank you for staying in the studio and listening, Pecos. So you're leaving your options open tonight, which is a very good plan, I think, or lack of a plan. But anything else for the weekend?
Not other than the admitted student day program tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm just going to kind of go with the flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say hi to me while I'm in the mascot, I'm sorry I won't be able to say hi back because I can't speak. So don't take that as being offended. but yeah, very cool. So you'll be taking off Sunday?
Yep.
Back Sunday to Stillwater?
Afternoon. I'll be getting back at like 10 p.m.
Okay.
Yep.
Is Stillwater where Oklahoma is, the university?
Oklahoma State University.
Oklahoma State. Okay.
Yep.
I knew it was one of the two. Okay. Yep. All right, Cal.
Closing thoughts. It's going to be interesting having Dimitri back this weekend. Dimitri's kind of the party catalyst in the pod, so
yes.
I'm sure we'll be getting something going. There's a big beer pong tournament tomorrow at like 10 a.m.
Yes.
That quite a few of the members of our pod are attending, so. And supposedly that's like an all-day thing,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It'll be interesting to see Dimitri tomorrow around 3 o'clock, maybe.
Right. He'll miraculously pull it together, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Be fine.
He's told me he had to work his catering job after that, so.
Oh, really?
Not the greatest timing.
Another great week, another good edition of Spooning. Thank you to all our listeners out there. I love you, Mom and Dad. Those are our two listeners. Cal's parents as well.
Yep, thanks.
Appreciate the help. I forgot to mention the sponsors. I do not have them offhand, but I will mention them next week.
Oh, yeah. The Canute Radio Euro Minute.
Yes. The Canute Radio Minute, brought to you by Cal's dog. So, yeah, we'll be back next week, hopefully with a full squad. Hopefully McElrath will emerge from his dark room.
Yeah.
And hopefully Noah will be able to be on the show as well.
Yeah. Pecos calling in from Oklahoma just to follow up.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we would love to hear about your decision.
Yeah, Pecos College's decision could be like a weekly
segment. Where you are in the process. How long do you think that would... Or when do you plan to make your decision?
Before May 1st.
Before May 1st. Okay.
Yeah. That's good for at least 2 weeks then.
Yeah. No, that'll be a great addition to the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Cal, as usual. And thank you, Pecos, for joining us. Until next time.